Get ready for Malice, a twisted new drama starring Jack Whitehall, David Duchovny, and Carice Van Houten. Jack Whitehall plays Adam, a charming Manny infiltrates the wealthy Tanner family with a hidden motive to destroy them. This edge-of-your-seat revenge thriller unravels a deliciously dark mystery in a world full of wealth, secrets, and betrayal. Malice will constantly keep you on your toes. Why is Adam after the Tanner family? What lengths will he go to? One thing's for sure, the past never stays buried, so keep your enemies close. Watch all episodes of Malice on November 14th, only on Prime Video.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
Good stories. Good thoughts. Good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good. Powered by Home Comfort Practice. Star 99.9.
That's right. We don't want to hear your bad news. We only want to hear your good news. Mm-hmm. You can call us at 1-800-330-9999.
Hey, there's plenty of bad news out there in the world. Drop your good news on us. We're happy for it here. Could be something that you've got going on in your life. Could be something that you read. Whatever it may be, if it makes you feel good, you can drop it on us.
This is a homeless man. His name is Elmer Alvarez. He's from New Haven.
Okay.
He found a check for $10,000. So what did he do with this check that he found, this homeless man from
Party.
New Haven?
He went crazy. He partied. He bought himself a car. Maybe got himself an apartment?
Nope. He contacted the woman that it was made out to, and he returned it to her.
That's very nice of him.
Here he is talking about it.
I was just thinking about how that person was feeling by losing an amount of check like that, you know, amount of money like that. I would be feeling kind of desperate. Seeing her happy, you know, seeing her appreciating it made me feel good.
Yep. And then what happens?
Is he standing in a pan of bacon?
What
is that sizzling going on there?
If
it's pouring rain, could somebody give the man an umbrella? He just returned
$10,000. That's what I was thinking. I'm like, is there a waterfall behind it?
What is going on?
But the woman he returned it to, her name is Roberta Hosky, and she's a realtor. And she was so gracious about it that she showed up with a camera crew because she couldn't believe that this man had really gone out of his way, this homeless man, to return this check to her. And here she is talking about it.
There need to be more people like Elmer Alvarez. He's a golden heart guy. He's a phenomenal guy.
And she gave him an undisclosed amount check as a thank you and offered him free real estate classes at her real estate school.
Oh, that's nice.
So
put him back into the workforce. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Here's something local, too. A Litchfield mother of three that's been fighting deportation. You know, there's so much going on right now with deportation. It's like the sanctuaries and people, these standoffs. And these are people like your neighbors,
right?
People that, you know, work in your neighborhood or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's a 32-year-old mother of three, and she's just been granted a stay of deportation right now. The case is not over. Donata Rondos, but people have been fighting on her behalf. There was a large rally this past weekend there, and on Monday, she was granted a stay. She has three kids, and her husband owns a restaurant in the area.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody in that area knows her. She works in that area, and these are just difficult situations.
These,
you know,
stories have been coming so much more commonplace lately.
Yeah.
I know another personal story, too, of someone that is being deported right now. It's kind of crazy.
It is tough. There's got to be a pathway to citizenship, I think, for people that have been here paying their taxes and obeying the law. I mean,
right.
It's very important to state that is that,
mm-hmm.
you know, these are law-abiding citizens. Those that are breaking the law, well, it's time to go.
1-800-330-9999. You want to tell us something good? We want to hear it.